we are adapting and growing up with the right people for the right time. And any business needs to do that. I have significant skin in the game. I'm the third CEO, so I had to buy my position in the market. And every option I've ever exercised, I haven't sold a share to date. I will someday have to sell some shares because, you know, that's a... You have to do that just to pay for your living. But so I have over $2.8 million of my own cash into this. So as well as many families and friends, and quite honestly, talking to shareholders here, you feel a lot of responsibility for people that have bought your stock to make sure that you're continuing to deliver for them. So I like to think that Banyan is exceptional in that we, you know, really do care about spending our money well, adding value for shareholders. And quite frankly, we're in the best position we've ever been in 2026.
Hi, here we're at the Rule Symposium. I am with Tara Christie, President and CEO of Banyan Gold. Great to have you, Tara. How are you?
Great. It's great to be here again.
How's the conference?
Really busy. Boy, it started out with 10 people deep at the booth, so it's been a great start so far.
So a lot of excitement around gold seems to be a lot more busy this year. What's the sentiment like, and how are people enjoying getting to learn about you guys?
Yeah, we had a lot of success at last year's conference, so we have a lot of people who know the Banyan story who've been coming up and asking for updates and what are the catalysts for this year. Certainly, this is a great gold price. I don't know what the media, you know, we hear people, oh, gold is down. Gold is still a great price at $4,000 an ounce. There are still some pretty high margins out there. So it is a great time to be investing in gold. And this little bit of sentiment that I think is unwarranted is a great time for people because we've seen stocks pull back. And it's a great opportunity to get in on some of the stocks which have moved but haven't really moved since this pullback.
Do you expect gold to go up for the rest of 26, or where do you kind of project things?
You know, I don't think anybody can tell you what's really going to happen.
No.
I am very happy with the gold price where it is right now. If it goes up, great. I think long term, we're going to see gold price continue to climb. Gold projects are becoming more and more rare, particularly large ones, and you know, we will see them continue to revalue. And for us, we're financed. We're in a really good position. We've got a vision through to 2027, and we're executing on our strategy for how we're going to generate shareholder value, and it's a pretty clear pathway now. You know, we've got that PEA coming up in the second or the fourth quarter of 2026. And then we'll have 70,000 meters of drilling between Ormaque and our exciting regional targets to really show people that not only do we have a great PEA with robust economics, but we'll have exploration upside potential. And we know our deposits open in all directions, particularly at depth. So it's going to be a great year.
For those who are not familiar with the story, if you can tell us a little bit more about the project, the jurisdiction, sure. What made you guys... What makes you so excited about what you got going on over here?
Sure. So we're located in Canada's Yukon. Our project, we have 8.6 million ounces in total, 3.6 million ounces of indicated and 5 million ounces of inferred. We just put out that resource update here with our 2025 drilling. And what makes us exciting is that it's a very rare to have a project with plus 8 million ounces. You look globally how many there are. And if you look at our project, one of the things we've really done is change the perception around grade. If you look at the sensitivity chart at a 0.55 cutoff, you can see 5.2 million ounces of a gram. And if you want to see how big this project is, look at how many ounces there are when you go to a 0.25 cutoff, which is not an unreasonable cutoff for a project like ours. And remember, this is an on-surface deposit with existing roads across it, existing power line that goes right to the hydro dam that's just off our property boundary, and the hydro dam and the power line is connected to the grid. We even have cell phone service on our project and very moderate topography. So when you have a project of the scale that we have with those attributes in a jurisdiction where you can permit and build mines and security of tenure, it puts us in a really rare category. So that's what makes me really excited is people have seen the scale of this type of deposit, and we're getting noticed by, you know, a lot of the very sophisticated mining investors, including the new strategic investor that came into our financing, which enabled us to have the strong treasury we have. And then before that, you know, Alpayana, also a very knowledgeable mining investor. And when you have people like John Robbins who've come and taken taken a look and go, wow, I want to own Banyan. That's personal validation for me. Some of my mentors have bought my stock, and there are people in the business like Rick Rule. You know, having him in your share registry and advocating for you is a really positive thing. So now, strong treasury, strong catalysts ahead. That PEA will be a major milestone for us. We'll finally have some economics to be able to show people how much discount we have to our NAV. We can't do that now. We can look at our analysts, but we're trading at $50 an ounce. Many of our peers that have PEAs are trading at more, $200 an ounce or more. So I think the re-rate potential for us is high this year, and we're working really hard on that. We'll have a steady stream of drill results. We've already put out two drill results from 2026 drilling. We're 32,000 meters into our 70,000 meter drill program already, and it's only July.
So you mentioned Rick Rule. You're at the Rick Rule Symposium. Yep. I know not every company can be here.
No.
I personally am an investor. I've been at the Rick Rule conference before. A lot of great companies here. What does it take for someone like Rick Rule to be interested in your company? You've mentioned some other institutions as well. What are people most excited about, and what are the toughest questions that people ask you regarding the hesitations that they might have regarding Banyan, and what are you doing to overcome that?
Sure. So when Rick invested, I didn't actually know when he bought his position, but I'd had numerous conversations with him. I'd had conversations with some of his technical consultants who wanted more information. And at that time, it was about geology, metallurgy. And, you know, I think we've answered a lot of those questions. You know, very strong metallurgy, 90% recoveries from both the airstrip and the power line deposit. Mill scenario is the most likely here, and that'll be what our PEA is. And so that was a question that we were asked. Grade was a question we were asked about, and I think the results that we delivered in 2025, you know, how you see the high grade hanging together where we believe the starter pits will be, has changed that perception. And the last two news releases we put out from this year's drilling showing how we understand where the high grade is, and there's more high grade beyond the mineral resource. So just people ask, actually one of the questions I get asked is the 2026 drilling going to be in the PEA? And I say no, because it takes a lot of time. This mineral resource that we just put out with our 2025 drilling only is the basis of the PEA. It takes quite a long time. You have to run a lot of scenarios, mining scenarios, and do quite a bit of work to get to the PEA. So people, can't you just sneak in some drill results? No, it doesn't quite work that way. The 2026 drilling will be towards the next study that we do after the PEA, and really it'll show that we understand and this project's getting better. Usually the PEA isn't the final project that you take into permitting and build anyway. It's a stepping stone. Any 43-101 on a project that's still open and growing is a stepping stone to the next study. So I think that'll be important because it'll show people economics and then the potential beyond that. So, you know, I get lots of questions about permitting, about First Nations relationships. That's something we're working very, very hard. I actually go from here up to the Yukon to do an investor tour and do a community meeting. We've got a tremendous number of baseline environmental and programs going on in conjunction with the First Nation. We make sure that they know about them, they're involved. We have a member of the First Nation who participates on all of that background work. So, you know, we're trying to make sure we're doing that right. And that's one of the key questions that I get. How long would it take for your project to be built?
Yeah.
And a general timeline from when you start permitting is you can start construction in about 4 years. So that's a kind of a standard timeline. And the way you shorten that timeline is really solid engineering, solid baseline, good plans, and even more important, good communication with the community and the First Nation. And that's something that we are very, very focused on.
So is that 4 year timeline, are you expecting that to be accelerated? One, and then two, you also mentioned the 500 or the 250 comps with you and your peers.
Yep.
If you can expound a little bit more on that, and why are you guys so much lower?
Sure. So there's three questions in there. I got to remember them all for that. So timeline equals value, money, right? Mm-hmm. So the 70,000 meters, the financing we did this year, we think we shortened the timeline by a year by doing that. Mm-hmm. And so we are looking for opportunities everywhere to shorten that timeline because it will significantly add to the NPV. You know, I think I saw an analyst report that said for Snowline, every year they save is like 3 to 4% of the NPV. So it's significant. We're very, very laser focused on that. So the next question was, why are we so undervalued?
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, we saw the Rupert resources got taken out for $500 per ounce. Is that the new standard for what projects are, and why are we $50 per ounce? Well, remember, 2024 was a really difficult year in the Yukon. A lot of that's clearing up. For us, at that time, we didn't have 100% of our property ownership. We have that now. That was in August of 2025. We announced that. That was a major overhang for us that's cleared up. The second major overhang was that share block, which we knew we traded to some very strong institutional hands. The third is grade. You know, there was that perception of low grade. And I think we've shown with both our resource update, where, you know, at that 0.55, having almost combined over 4 million ounces at 1.4, that's a pretty rare project. So how are we going to continue to close that gap? It's getting out and dispelling some of those myths. We still, even here, I have people that ask about those things, and I have to explain that, no, those overhangs are gone. We are now on a very clear pathway to getting ourselves re-rated, and it's good communication. We've got to tell people, look harder at the deposit. Look at how much exploration potential there is. We also have, finally, enough money in the bank to drill some of our greenfield exploration targets. We have almost 840 square kilometers. We've only drilled less than 2% to get our existing resource. We have 10 other targets, 7 of which were both AI and geologist generated. They came up with the same. And then we have 3 pure AI targets, which I'm really excited to be able to get drill. And what's a target for me? What are we looking for? Why, like, isn't 10 million ounces going to be enough, Tara? I get asked that question a lot. And the answer is, if you can find another satellite deposit where you have the potential for 500,000 ounces at a gram plus, that's a starter pit, that is really additive to the economics. Plus, it really shows that this is a district and there's district potential. And that's what the majors are looking for. They want to set up in a jurisdiction where they build a mill and it runs for 30 or 40 years, not a 10-year mine life. That's why you want to have that scale. And I think what is really rare, and if you look in our presentation, we have a chart that shows the global resources. There are not very many that have over 8 million ounces. And there are even fewer where they have studies that have over 3 million mineable ounces. So not all ounces in a resource are mineable. And if you look, there's a lot that are in the 3 million ounce range, including, you know, Talmor's coffee in the Yukon. High grade, 1.4 grams, 2.8 million mineable ounces in their PEA. I think our project has the potential to have 5 million plus. And that puts us in a very rare category. There are very few that have that many mineable ounces in their initial resources. So I think that's getting out and telling that story, and, you know, being here, being able to talk to investors about it and show how rare our deposit is, that's why we're going to re-rate.
Yeah, in terms of land, you guys got massive potential. I'm convinced of that. That's one of the reasons why I bought. But one of the reasons, one of the things I look for when I invest is the leadership. Why should people invest in you? If you can tell us about your experience, how much skin you have in the game, what credibility you have with you yourself and your team.
Yeah, so that's something that I also look for in leader. And I think we've shown that we use our shareholders' dollars very, very well. We are one of the most efficient explorers. I think last year we added 20 ounces for every meter we drilled. In terms of our G&A, I think it's one of the lowest amongst our peers, and I encourage people to look at that themselves. We really do focus on generating shareholder value in the ground. The majority of our dollars goes to exploration, and we do that very efficiently. I've built a great team, and we're continuing to add the right people for the right time. You know, my new VP of Exploration that joined last year comes with that mid-tier experience, really understands modeling, so we can do that internally. Patrick Langlois, who joined us from Probe Metals, as well as from Angus, you know, great experience for this stage of company, understanding the capital markets, understanding what the strategies are, and helping me to design and execute that strategy. We're going to add a VP of engineering because it's time to be doing that in-house too, because you save a lot of money to have that capability in-house and not have to hire consultants. So we are adapting and growing up with the right people for the right time, and any business needs to do that. I have significant skin in the game. I'm the third CEO, so I had to buy my position in the market, and every option I've ever exercised, I haven't sold a share to date. I will someday have to sell some shares, because, you know, that's a you have to do that just to pay for your living. But so I have over $2.8 million of my own cash into this. So as well as many families and friends, and quite honestly, talking to shareholders here, you feel a lot of responsibility for people that have bought your stock to make sure that you're continuing to deliver for them. So I like to think that Banyan is exceptional in that we, you know, really do care about spending our money well, adding value for shareholders. And quite frankly, we're in the best position we've ever been in 2026. We have a strong treasury, got a great team, the geology is there, our geological model is better than ever. We're coming up on that catalyst of our PEA, along with a great drill program. And we're funded into 2027 with a drill program. So we'll be starting drilling again in January of 2027. Probably one of our biggest challenges is to make sure that we don't wear our people out, because exploration people aren't used to like 12 month or 11 month seasons. So we have to make sure that we give our people some time off as well.
Awesome. Well, Tara, for our listeners, if they want to follow your story more, reach out with questions or invest, how can they do that?
Well, I encourage them to look at our website, banyangold.com. If they want to reach out to me, tchristy@banyangold.com. I'm sure you can find that. Even the info, if you just go to our website, the email will get to me. And encourage them to come to some of our shows. We always have a listing of where we're coming, which shows we're going to. We have our golf tournaments if people want to come and have a little fun for a great charity cause as well. Reach out, and I'd love to have more people in our share registry. So happy to talk to people anytime.
Once again, we're at the Rick Rule Symposium 2026. I hope you have a great conference, and thanks for your time.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Tara.
Take care.